From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for April 23, 2013. The damage to the wheat crop in the Panhandle, Southern Plains, and Rolling Plains regions from the last bout of freezing weather was not uniform, but losses were significant. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head.
Yeah, we had 14 freeze clinics over the last week in the Rolling Plains and High Plains, and it's somewhat variable. Generally, kind of the northern areas of the High Plains seem to have more damage than the southern areas, which you might expect. Mm-hmm. It was not uniformly damaged. The Rolling Plains, we had a lot of damage in the northern Rolling Plains as well. I'd be hesitant to give you a number, but I would say that there are significant losses, and more freezing weather is predicted tonight and tomorrow night.
How hard are these freezes?
They were predicting 27 and 30 in Lubbock. That's enough if wheat is at boot or blooming. That's enough to do some damage.
What are people doing besides claiming crop insurance?
The biggest interest is to get their crop adjustment as fast as they can. On the irrigated, they still have time to plant an irrigated crop. On the dry land wheat, there's no option. I mean, it's still very dry over a lot of the producing area.
Brad Charbonneau, National Weather Service meteorologist, Lubbock, said the late freezes this year haven't broken the record yet. The average last freeze date for Lubbock is April 10th, and the record latest freeze was May 8th in 1938. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.